Stop by any of the music venues in Bloomington, Indiana on a Friday or Saturday night, and you'll probably catch a listen to at least one local band. There are rock bands, ska bands, rappers, folk singers, electronic bands. You know, some groups are lucky enough to develop a local following, maybe even put out an album or two. We'll be profiling one such band on Artworks today. I met them at the recording studio as they were putting the finishing touches on their first album. This group has garnered some attention from local venues for being just a little bit different. They've got a raucous fan base. They've linked themselves with organizations on campus and in the larger Bloomington community. And, oh yeah, they're all girls. They're the Lady Quakes.
I'm Jada B, and I sing lead vocals.
And I am Anna Saraceno, and I play guitar, piano, and backup vocals.
Yeah.
A lot of times, these all-girl bands try to distance themselves from the fact that they're all-girl bands, and, you know, we're musicians, don't focus on our sex, but you guys embrace that. Talk to me about why that's important to you guys.
Because girls rock and have been playing music for a really, really long time, and it's kind of stupid to say, you know, this band is really good and they're all girls, just as much as it's, you know, stupid to say, oh man, this band is all girls, you know, before you even hear what they sound like. It's kind of the shock, actually, that I find kind of the most annoying is that they do hear us and they go, wow,
yeah,
you guys are good. And it's like, well, yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's great to get compliments after this show, but it's kind of funny how many times people will come up to us and they seem surprised.
You know I'm making you do it again, Anna Banana.
I know.
She needs a moment.
I know.
Do you want to start again?
No, let's start
continue where we're at.
I'm taking it from the top. You get in where you want to get in, baby. Do what you gotta do.
Well, you're in the studio now recording. Talk about that process.
Well, it's a process, and when you're doing it the right way, you know, you're really, really focusing on getting the best sound possible.
Well, it's also interesting because it gives us a time to really hear what everybody else is doing. Like, there were a lot of times when we were recording drums and bass and we would re-listen to it and I would be like, oh, Clara, I had no idea that's what you were playing at that time. You know, like, because we all, you know, when we play, we're in Stacy's basement and all of our amps are within like 2 feet of each other and we can barely hear anything.
Loud noise.
I don't know
mostly
how we even make music.
Right, I have no idea, right.
Well, this is a great community to be in when you're in a band because you've got some record labels in town. There's a lot of great local music happening, some great venues. Talk about how you guys fit into that.
We've carved our own space, yeah. Actually. We don't really fit into it. We do not sound like any other band in town. It's kind of hard to put us on a bill with a lot of other bands, that unless they're funk bands, jam bands, or blues bands, you know. And in fact, people, when they hear us, want to book us and are excited about us because we don't sound like everything else that's in town. But we have had to kind of, you know, crack open the egg a little bit for ourselves.
We've actually ended up playing a lot of, like, benefit shows.
Yes.
You were talking about benefit concerts. You guys do that a lot. You're linked with, like, the Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls, GLBT, a lot of these groups around town. Why is it important to play benefit concerts? Why are you linking yourselves with these groups?
For a lot of reasons is that, like, most of those groups that you're kind of listing off, we have friends who are in them and run them and do them, and you know, so that's one way for us to support them. We did play the World AIDS Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something, you know, I know that every single one of us care about. And I do really think that there are a lot of causes in Bloomington. I mean, there's so many organizations in Bloomington that I would not hesitate to say, yes, sign my name up, I will do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it brings us closer with the community too and makes us more a part of the community.
And then it breaks down.
Are you not rocking that last note?
Did she not hold it out?
Well, because that bass is kind of standing by.
I want our music to be accessible also. I want people to feel like they were a part of the show and to go home wanting to listen to the music more.
And feel included and feel like, you know, TLQ is here for you.
Aww, that's so sweet.
Right, probably.
Jada B, and Anna Saraceno of the Lady Quakes, and their engineer for this album, Scott Gallett. Along with Clara Kallner and Stacey Hubler, the Lady Quakes will be playing at venues across Bloomington in the coming months. You can keep tabs on them by becoming fans of them on Facebook. And check out our website for photos of the recording process, wfiu.org.